Francesca present Seven Matrimony.
Karin, I was like, these are your skinny jeans and your headband are looking cool.
Yeah, it's basically like a little Bruno Mars. Sprouted up out of the ground.
Only they did.
Are you a fan?
He's just a cool guy. I don't know any of his music. He just looks neat.
He looks neat. This is Cinematrimony.
Oh boy.
And
look at you.
We are talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, probably my most anticipated movie of the year so far. After initially thinking that it sounded like it was going to be really stupid. The trailers had me sold on it, and I was super excited going in. So, Francesca, first off, what do you think with your... I know that you love Chris Pratt with all of your heart and soul,
but not like that I want to kiss him. I should give him a good hug.
Yeah, but you also do not like things like sci-fi action movies or superhero movies.
I don't think it's fair to say that I don't like sci-fi. I don't like superhero movies. They've gotten old.
Would you even say that this is a superhero movie,
well,
though?
Well, that's the thing. That would be what is being contested amongst many. They're calling it a space opera. So
I would say that's fair. No one in this movie has superpowers, spoiler alert, until the end of the movie. Then it's sort of like up in the air as to where the franchise is going.
That's not really true, though, because isn't the whole thing with, what's her name, Gamora?
Gamora.
That she's kind of... Wasn't she some sort of genetically altered super fighting machine or something? I mean,
yeah, I guess that makes you a superhero. It's a... There are a lot of cosmic... sort of like... You know... There are a lot of characters who have abilities that normal human beings don't have.
But
they're not human beings anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually... There's hardly any, really.
No.
But... I mean, as a thing that fits into, like, on its own, I really, really like it a lot. I really like this, just the movie as a whole, just watching from the sort of prison break part of it. It's almost like a couple of different movies. The prison break part of it is extremely entertaining, and I really love all of that stuff. And then...
Well, I'm going to stop you right there. I'd say this movie is a romp.
It is a romp.
It's an intergalactic romp.
But I also just like, I mean, I actually do like the very vague ties that they're giving it in to the other Marvel movies. And I'm like already super excited to see these guys tie in eventually. Like one day, all of those characters are probably going to be in an Avengers movie. And that really makes me excited.
Well,
even beyond how good this movie
is. Let's focus on the movie at hand.
Yeah.
Avengers has a way of taking good things and turning them to poopy.
Why do you say that?
Oh, this isn't about Avengers. I don't like Avengers.
You do not like it?
No.
Well, anyways.
I like elements of, but I do not enjoy the Avengers movie particularly. But that's not what podcast this is, Matt.
I know.
Guardians
well, go
of the
ahead.
Galaxy, I did enjoy immensely. And not in small part, thanks to the overwhelming charm of Chris Pratt. Well, this guy's going to be a big old star, isn't he?
Yeah, big time.
Is he the next Tom Hanks, Matt? I think he might be.
That's probably a good comparison.
I think that's a good one-to-one. Although Tom Hanks never really did much action movie, did
he? It's because he's so relatable and likable, and it's not like... He is not Tom Cruise at all, which is like sort of like a not... I like Tom Cruise, by the way. But Tom Cruise is not... You don't watch him because he's relatable. You watch him because he's like this sort of superhuman creature.
Right, right.
But Chris Pratt is like... It is very Tom Hanks-ish. He's like...
Thank you.
He can shed some tears in a movie without...
He'll make you laugh and cry, man.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do.
But he's not... I think what I like of what they did with him in this movie is he's not inept. Like, he's not the, like, Jack Black type
you be quiet
character. I like Jack Black, too, but a movie like this calls for a sort of balance between a guy being
like a
regular
guy.
Yeah, but he's still, you still would trust him with your life. It's not, again, the Jack Black thing is more like every movie he's in where he finds himself in one of these old pickles, it's always like he just falls backwards and hits the button and saves the day accidentally. Like Chris Pratt's character here, Star-Lord, is legitimately awesome. It's just that he's also a normal dude.
Yeah. Don't act like you don't want to give him a big hug, too.
But I like his backstory, too. I thought that was really effective. This, like, the pre-title sequence is really super effective in this.
Yeah.
And it has, like, sort of an E.T. It has a very 80s Spielberg feel to it, to me.
Yeah, that one shot where he's, like, down on the ground and it's all foggy and it's just his shadow was so iconic.
Yeah, it was great.
It was cool.
And I'm really surprised. I mean, I really haven't seen anything from James Gunn. I've seen, like, clips of the sort of schlocky horror movies he's made. But he sort of, like, just went from doing a bunch of independent films...
Well, like...
...to being given, like, $200 million to make this massive studio epic. And he did a great job with it.
I was thinking about it. And I was like, man, this is, like, you know... a ton of CG, and I had to, like, remind myself, because they managed to make, like, things, like, grungy-looking, so it wasn't that cartoonish feel, like, it felt like it was real locations, and, like, and that element of it also, like, there was something about the filmmaking that felt 80s in a good way.
Yeah.
No, it had that, like, gritty, grimy, like, 70s, 80s feel that movies used to have. And it made it feel more grounded as opposed to just some big CG festival of, like, you know, the latter-day Star Wars movies.
Yeah,
know?
Well, that's a perfect example. Like, the design of this movie is so much more interesting than the design from what Lucas did with those abominations in the early part of the last decade. But, like, even the character designs, I just really like all of them.
Well, now that's probably not as much James Gunn as it is...
I'm sure a lot of it comes straight from the comic books, but they have to convert it into a real life thing. And, like, I kept noticing one of the... So, I mean, I really like the main bad guy, which is... what is his name again?
Lee Pace.
Yeah, no, not the actor. I can't remember the character's name. But, yeah, the Lee Pace character. I thought he looked cool. But then the Thanos' other daughter, who I think her name was...
Nebula,
that's right. Nebula. That is such a cool design character. I could, like, every time she was on screen, I couldn't stop, like, looking at her because it was just such a really interesting, like, I almost couldn't believe that was a real person.
Yeah.
And it was just really cool, like, so many good, like, makeup design elements. And, like, even though it's clear that some of the people are supposed to be the same species, like, they're all so different and distinctive and iconic looking characters.
Well, I think maybe that's the, you know, I think the makeup and stuff being practical, it felt like a lot of that. I mean, I guess I'm sure there was a certain amount of, you know, CG enhancement on people's as needed, but, like, it mostly felt like it was real and existed in the world.
Yeah, I think that's, like, it's weird because Marvel, they've kind of made that decision where they said, you know, we're going to make all of our superheroes, all of our, like, hero characters, we're going to show you their faces, which actually isn't a thing that they do in the comic books very much. But, like, they you know, Captain America's always got his mask off in these movies. And, you know, Thor has just got his face out all the time.
What? It's not like he wore a mask, right?
Thor has a helmet.
All right.
And the only one that really gets covered up a lot is Iron Man, and he's... you know, spends the vast majority of the movie not in the suit. And I don't know. So I think, like, that sort of fits in with what they're doing here. You have, like, Gamora and Drax, the big dude. Like, they're just people in... they're real people in makeup. And I think it makes those characters
and
way more effective.
And Groot was somehow very well designed that it didn't... you know, you didn't... both Groot and Rocket, you know, they felt like real things you could reach out and touch a little bit.
I'm happy to eat crow on this, that from day one that I thought that Rocket would be the dumbest thing ever in a movie.
Well,
and he was really good.
Well,
the
just
voice acting...
he just is like, he just becomes a character.
Yeah.
Not again, like,
didn't bother me at all. I never thought it was silly or stupid. they gave him some pathos and some backstory to him, and Bradley Cooper did not, like, that would be a character that's really easy to screw up the voice acting on, and Bradley Cooper did a really good job of, like, all the lines were delivered in a way that was not obnoxious, like a, you know, wisecracking raccoon. Like, none of them came off that way. It was like...
Well, I mean, I think some of them did.
Well, very few of them. I thought most of the lines came off well, and they would have been just as good if he was in the room as a human being, and they just couldn't do it because it had to be a raccoon for
Drax
the purpose
really
of the story.
Funny character.
Yeah, he was funny.
You know what I thought was really interesting, and maybe some of the nerds can set us straight on this, but it seemed like it was more based on who they cast than perhaps what was in the books, was that his, like, stepfather character was, like, a scary, like, southern, like, bully.
Oh, I need,
like,
to look up who that actor is, because he was
great.
That
was such a weird and good choice, because it felt like some... It felt so, like...
Like a hillbilly trucker. He felt like a character
like
that
a
was
hillbilly
from...
Who would, like,
from, like, Winter's Bone.
His, like, foster kid, you know? Like,
yeah,
he was,
yeah.
Like, that particular brand of, like, guilt and, like, you owe me, boy.
Yeah.
Like, really read well coming out of a... Coming from a southern speaker, you know, going, like,
yeah.
Jason, boy. And I'm gonna take my...
Well, you know what? The humor in general mixed in really well in this movie, because there is a lot of, like, sort of very winky meta comedy in here, but they never really go too far with it. Like, probably the most ridiculous it ever gets is the conversation about Footloose. And Kevin Bacon being a thing.
But I love it, too, that he has that little bit of the Captain America thing, too, where he's kind of stuck in the past.
Yeah, yeah, know? That's a good point. He is a little bit, has a Captain America element to him, yeah. But, yeah, it never went too far.
Here's the thing. I was, if I'm upset by one thing, and I'm not upset by it, but I thought it was going to be more funny, like, and instead it was, like, which, I mean, would have probably put you closer to teetering towards, like, this could go very badly. It was just, like... There were bits of humor. Like, it wasn't actually, like, a comedy. That's what I kind of was going...
Oh, no, no.
People were going, like, oh, it's so funny, too. No, no. It just, like, has its moments of frivolity.
The comedy's really good when they do it.
Yeah.
And it's and it's timed out right. Like, it is a good...
Frankly...
Summer
movie. For a
movie
that it has a lot of funny in it, it wasn't stupid one-liners during fights.
Oh, no,
like,
it
at
was
all.
Not, yeah.
It wasn't like, come over here, you tree bark... You're barking up the wrong tree. It was like, none of that, stupid. Like, they were actually good jokes.
You didn't do a barking up the tree joke with
yep,
Groot. Yeah,
I sure didn't. But so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what the Avengers, oh, I said it, would pass off as comedy. Is like,
oh,
witty,
I don't
one-liners.
Think they did very much of that. I think you are mistaken.
I'm not
I rewatched
sure
the Avengers recently, and it is way good.
Well.
But regardless of that, I like that they're setting up, that, like, I like just the way they're taking all of the stuff, and I like all the characters that are in this little universe that they have going. And I'm, like, totally down for this being a series of movies that they do a bunch of. I would love to see more Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
I'm leaving this crap in your car.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
Well,
we liked it a lot. And you should go see it, too.
All right. Well, I think they probably need your... they need you to back them up so they'll get some butts in the seats, right?
I don't know how they're doing. I hope it does well.
I think it's going to do just fine.
I hope it does great. All right, well, thank you, Francesca.
You're welcome, Matthew.